love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there, this is the automatically deleted husband. Still missing you terribly. I want to stare at your face, hold your hand so much it's ridiculous. In the graciousness of the Lord, I remain extremely busy. I know so many people who as they get older, they get to do less and less and so forth. I am exhaustingly busy, and for that I am grateful. But one of the things that I also keep up on is, from what I understand, I don't know if it was yesterday or today or day before or whatever, documents were released about, you know, if you look at some of the videos, especially some of the ones I did to George, I talk about Seth Rich. This is the gentleman who, during the 2016 campaign, worked for the DNC and leaked a USB drive to a gentleman who took it to London and brought it to the Ecuadorian embassy and handed it to Julian Assange, and then published the Podesta emails and the Clinton emails and so forth, which cost her the election and cost Seth Rich's life. He was assassinated. There's more stuff coming out on that, and it's being pushed harder, even though it's been years. So I find that fascinating, because as I've collected things, in a very real sense, I plan to do the same. Publish more information to show the fallacy, you know, some things, the fallacy of the institutional church, which I say it took a while to get to, but as I interact with people, I can make the case in scripture so easily now. And when I see, you know, I just watched somebody explaining why church membership is important. It's terrible. I can shred it easily now from scripture. That's the problem, that maturing thing, isn't it? I plan to do the DVDs. I was going to do it earlier, but again, I'm working at an exhausting pace. When I do my 1,000th email, I plan to release some things in video form, both in public and, of course, send out the DVDs, because I am going to do what I can to break through the walls that isolate my family from me. What's happening is cruel. Has nothing to do with obedience to Christ, what's happening right now. I already know that obviously there are several who have completely turned their back to me. But I have turned my back to no one, especially my wife. So that needs to be on the table. And Lord willing, I'll be well prepared for it by the time we get to that 1,000th voicemail. Because I'm reaching out to you. You're not reaching back. So I'm going to reach out all the harder. Obviously, I'm not going to turn to the state. You know, it's the discussion we've had a lot lately. The progression of the Matthew 18. You go direct, you go with somebody else, and you take it to the assembly. It's not the leadership of the institution. You take it to the people. I'm going to take it to the people. Because I love my wife, I love my kids, and I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ.